We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the Brewers already have their own issues because they lost six straight going into the break. And now we get to the national perspective from our guy, Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Seth, how you doing?
Good, good. I got back from D.C. late. So, yeah, thank you for 10 innings. Please, thank you. I didn't have a ride home. That's okay.
Well, I guess give me your perspective on this. I saw what you tweeted out a little bit earlier, but I wanted to get your national perspective on this.
Well, with regard to Hader, you know, I don't understand that mentality. And I don't know, maybe I'm too old, but I have young kids. And if I ever thought my kids were associated with a 17-year-old that was writing things like that, I would not let my daughter see that person. And I'm not saying that he should be suspended. I'm not saying that he should be off the team. And I will also acknowledge that what Lorenzo Cain is trying to do is what the Brewers have to do, which is try to bury this thing. You know what I mean? Like, they have to come up with a very strong PR stance. And silence is not the answer. He should be on your radio station. He should be on the flagship pregame show. He should be on television. He should be on MLB Network and ESPN. And he has to suck it up and do it. Because if he controls the message, he will be able to resume his career. And if not, it will fester. And every time he goes on the road, he's going to face boos now. This is an uncomfortable situation, but what you said is right. I'm not going to sit here and pass judgment. This is why whenever a young kid comes up, you ask me this all the time. You say, what do you think about this young prospect? And I always say, let him grow up, because I never assume that a young kid gets it. And it was funny because in the press box about an hour before that story broke, someone asked who the most enlightening conversation was. I was asked on NBC Sports Radio, like, who was the most enlightening conversation of all the, you know, dozens of players that I spoke to? And the guy next to me said Josh Hader. So he does have charming qualities. And this is not a guy I will never speak to again. I do have a Seth Everett no interview list. He's not on it. But he has to get in control of this, because if not, you do not want this going into a series where the Brewers are trying to win a division.
That being said, and first of all, let me say this. I reached out to the Brewers this morning and just said, hey, if you want something very candid, very open, here's the forum. You use the network, try to get your word out. I agree with you. I think what he did last night in addressing the media, saying I was young, I was stupid, you know, apologizing for it, being as sincere as he could, I think, and owning it, not saying somebody hacked my account or anything, I think was the beginning of the right move. I still think, like you said, he needs to get out in front. If you come hat in hand and are contrite, 99.9% of people will say, okay, we'll give this guy another shot. But the more you avoid, the worse it becomes. And we see this all the time. So I agree with you. I think if they're going to get in front of this, get out there, say what you have to say, and then, you know, try to say it as many outlets as you possibly can, and then say, okay, I've said all I can, and now I just have to live my life and prove to everybody that I'm a good guy.
That's right. That's right. Andy Pettit did a great job. He did. He spoke to everybody. I'm trying to think of not apples to apples analogies, but Andy Pettit, after he was caught with steroids, he did every interview under the sun. But then he set a deadline to the whole thing, and he told Yankee PR, he said, you know, I will do every interview up through Monday. But on Monday, we're done with this. I have to move on. Let that get into that position. Let Hader do that. And if he has to deal with this for the first weekend that they're back, he doesn't have to talk today. Only in the sense that they don't get an all-star break, and it's the grind of a season. So if he wants one day to stay away from the spotlight, I'm fine with that. The Brewers reconvene on Friday. He has to talk then. I will now say something I'm going to say, though, very gingerly, because I have gotten in trouble in the past for saying it. But there was a time when Tim Tebow was set to speak at a church that was knowingly, in Texas, that was knowingly anti-black, anti-gay, and anti-Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I was anti-Tebow, and I took the same stance. And I said to I was with Fox at the time, and I said to Tim Tebow's people, I said, he did not speak once he found out about the public backlash. He didn't speak, but he didn't address the fact that he wanted to speak at such a church. And he declined all interviews. Not just me, it was to a lot of people. He declined all interviews. And Tim Tebow is on the Seth Everett No Interview list. I will never speak a word to that guy in my career.
Now moving forward baseball-wise, and this is the other side of the coin, and you hate to kind of trivialize it by putting it to baseball terms, but it's one of those things that's either going to bring a clubhouse together or it can begin to splinter things, and we'll have to wait and see. But the Brewers didn't exactly head into the All-Star break on a high note after losing five straight games to Pittsburgh, and seemingly the bullpen started to give out a little bit. Now, you and I have been talking about this. The innings used, getting 4,374 outs is one thing, but getting them via the bullpen often is something that can come back to bite you. Are we seeing the tired arm syndrome start to come about regarding the Milwaukee Brewers bullpen?
Well, I can tell you that I have a couple of podcasts coming out probably over the weekend with Christian Yelich and Jeremy Jeffers about that very subject. And it is not anything other than addition by addition. I think Craig Counsell just needs more arsenal. He just needs more arms. And considering the starting pitchers out there are just average, my attitude would be add relief pitcher. Even though the bullpen's been a strength, and I'm not taking that away. Jefferson's an all-star. You know, Knebel was an all-star last year. He's been good. I'm not denigrating the current bullpen, but I just think you need at least one more arm. Manny Machado would have been great. He would have helped the lineup. He would have lengthened everything. Would have been great. It's not going to happen. And therefore, unless you can get another blockbuster, which there aren't really blockbusters out on the market, I would add relief pitching. I think that's first and foremost. Because if you bring in a mediocre starter, you're still going to be in the fifth inning too often, and Craig Counsell is going to have a tough decision to make. Try to make his life a little easier.
The Cubs have really come on as of late. Is it just as simple as saying that their bullpen is really starting to become bolstered? They're getting a little bit better starting pitching, but more so their bats have come alive?
Well, it's a question of, you know, they're a really talented bunch. I think they're getting better starting pitching. Their bats have not been terrible. My attitude on the Cubs, though, is it's a 2.5-game lead, and the Brewers just lost 5 in a row. So, you know, things are cyclical. You know, the Cardinals might get a boost from a new manager, say his name gingerly. And I was surprised, by the way, that Matheny got fired.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, maybe the Cardinals come out and they win 5 in a row. Now, all of a sudden, you know, the lead is a half game if the Brewers can have a good weekend. I don't know. It's a pennant race. It's an old-fashioned pennant race. I got this. You know, I was there for the hour that we had access to all the players. I saw a lot of guys that I talked to that I didn't do podcasts with. The Brewers seemed very loose. They seemed very happy to be there, and they weren't dwelling on that, you know, lost weekend in Pittsburgh. And it was tough because two of those losses, you knew the Brewers should have came away with victories. And if they lose two out of, you know, if they win just 2 out of 5, it's not great, but it's not the same conversation.
What about the Pittsburgh Pirates? They ended up winning 5 in a row. They've won, 6 out of their last 7. They're 9 games back. I believe they're going to be sellers. But what happens if they come out and they start winning a few ball games? Where are you as a Pittsburgh fan?
I'm not. Remember in the beginning when they came out to that hot start, I thought it was, you know, just waiting for the other shoe to fall. I can't explain the Pirates. They make no sense to me. Their roster is not that great. So I'll believe it when I see it. You know, if they continue to play really good baseball through the end of July and we get into August and they're relevant, I'll have that conversation. But I look at the division as a two-team race.
And then you've got, obviously, the Cincinnati Reds. They're going to try to figure things out, but they're going to try to hang on to a guy like Scooter Gennett. Obviously, Joey Votto is going to be there. They've got a decent nucleus, but they're getting better starting pitching. And then there's Riggleman, who's taken over and done a fine job since Brian Price was let go. First of all, does Riggleman retain the job at the end of the season, or should they continue the look? And we had Marty Brenneman on the show a couple of weeks ago who said,
the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, don't be fooled by this recent group of winning. This team needs to stay the path and blowing it up, tearing it down, getting the prospects and building it back up.
Well, they also need to do it in a modern fashion. They need to hire, a young communicator to come in and kind of be that conduit for the sabermetricians. And I have a funny Wilson Ramos story about your question. What they have to do is, come into the future with this analytics, the sabermetrics, and, basically they need a manager that's on the Gabe Kapler, Craig Council, Torrey Lovello, Dave Roberts, Darren Boone type, these guys that were playing 5 years ago and can be really good conduits, because that's what it turns out to be. It becomes, you are a conduit to the front office and you're executing a plan. And that's what managing in 2018 is. I don't think Jim Riggleman is part of that future.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if Riggleman was going to be the guy for them or not. I mean, it's a nice change, I guess, a breath of fresh air, but I agree with you.
I was a Brian Price guy. I was a huge Brian Price fan.
Even after he had the meltdown here in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah, Brian Price was the pitching coach of the Mariners when I was there, and I learned a lot about baseball from him.
Yeah, does that benefit the Reds?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good Brian Price drop. There you go. Hey, rest of the National League right now. I mean, obviously a lot of talk about Bryce Harper and company. The Dodgers have really come on as of late. You've got Atlanta that's still trying to hang around, Philadelphia. Give me your thoughts on the rest of the National League.
Well, you have a prohibitive favorite, and then you have a challenger, just like in the Central. The challengers in the East are young. They're in uncharted territory. The Braves, I think, have a better upside, but I think the Phillies are a better team right now. I really wanted the Phillies to get Manny Machado. I thought that was a great fit. I think he really, really liked it there. And it's not so far from Baltimore, so it would have been even easier. Ultimately, 7 games with 2.5 months to play is not an insurmountable lead. We've seen worse leads get blown. So I am not eliminating the possibility that the Nationals can take what was a really nice weekend for their home franchise and set that in motion to chip away. And, if it's 5 by the end of August, and then all of a sudden it's 3 by the end of, 5 by the end of July and 3 by the end of August. And now all of a sudden you're in a pennant race. And, they've been there before, whereas the Braves and Phillies haven't. So that's where I give them the advantage. I wouldn't be surprised if the Dodgers run away and hide. Machado's going to help their offense. They're probably going to trade an outfielder, and I bet you they get bullpen help for it. Arizona's a good team. San Francisco's a decent team. So is Colorado. There's quality in that division, but I think the Dodgers ultimately win it.
Hey, the next time you and I talk, I want to talk about the commissioner's statements and the alluding to the fact that there could be possibly a work stoppage in 2021.
Well, how about the fact that he boasted about 5 minutes less in time of game while ignoring the fact that it's the first time in history that there's more strikeouts than hits?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
Commissioner, and I know he's smarter than that, and I'm just going to leave you with this one point. He is smarter than that, and if he thinks he can play the naive card, fans see right through that.
Absolutely. We all see the warts on the game. I don't know why they just ignore it.
All-Star game? What was that All-Star game?
Same thing.
10 home runs and a sack fly?
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yep.
You've got to be. I mean, That sport, they know exactly what their responsibilities are. They know what they have to fix. If I was Rob Manfred and I was addressing that baseball writers, eliminate the shift right now and give it a try.
Good stuff, buddy, and quit breaking into cars.
Yeah, seriously. Doesn't this guy realize I'm on the radio? What are you doing, man? Just hit the button. Come on.
There you go. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll see you, man.
See you, Val.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.